Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Barbaro.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Dead Man's Gold. The shifting sands of the desert and the wild, craggy nooks of the mountains have always drawn the gold seeker like a powerful magnet. For it is here, in these inaccessible and remote corners of our vast western country, that nature has deposited the yellow, glittering siren, gold. For generations, this gold has called strongly to one breed of man more than any other, the prospector. As our story opens, a lone prospector and his heavily laden, faithful burro plod into the mysterious depths of the Superstition Mountains.
All right now, Hyacinth. What's the complaint this time? Just like a woman, always complaining. Someday, Hyacinth, I'll find us a gold mine just as sure as my name's Fred Gates. Hyacinth, what'd you stop back there for? Wasn't you listening to me? And don't laugh about it. These mountains are full of gold, just sitting there like a hen over an egg, waiting for us to dig it up. Well, I'll be horse coming from yonder, Hyacinth. Wonder what anyone else is doing in these mountains. Like as not, a prospector, too.
Oh, whatever.
Howdy, cowpoke. Me and Hyacinth are sure glad to see another human. I'm Fred Geeks.
Howdy, old-timer. I'm Harold Alpine. I didn't see you until I was almost on top here. These boulders hide you from view.
I didn't hear you right up, but I guess Hyacinth did. She's been a braying and a pawing and a refusing to... Well, I'll be a ring-tailed salamander.
What are you looking for on the ground there?
What am I looking on the ground for, you ask me? And I want to make sure, and then I'll tell you. Let me untie this stick.
What are you up to, Fred?
You'll find out in a minute.
What you got there, old-timer?
It's gold. Gold, I tell you. Yes, sir.
Are you sure?
Are you sure, he says? Yes, sir. After 40 years of searching for it, I ought to know what gold looks like.
You think it's a rich strike?
From the looks of this here sample, there's more than enough for both of us. Yes, sir. I said us. You brought me good luck. I'm going to let you in as partner. We'll share it half and half, you and me.
The only thing you and me is going to share is half his six-shooter.
What are you doing with that there gun?
You ought to be able to guess.
Yeah. No one comes up in these mountains unless they're prospecting or running away from the law.
You guess right, Fred. That's your last guess.
Not if I can get my rifle. You dry-cultured sidewinder. You'll never live to spend a dead man's gold.
That's what I call a short partnership. And a profitable one. I get the gold, and you get the lead end of two bullets.
Pancho, I'd like to ride in the Superstition Mountains, Cisco.
Superstition Mountains, Pancho.
Huh? What?
I do not like this ride very well myself. It's a rough climb for the horses.
That maverick Harold Alpine tried to make Cisco and Pancho lose his trail when he ride into these mountains.
Si, Pancho. But he is due for a surprise.
That killer be plenty surprised when Cisco catch him and put him behind the bars.
Whatever.
What's the matter? What's the matter, Cisco?
Look over there, Pancho.
Where?
Off the trail. Huh? Near those mesquite bushes.
Oh, Pancho, see, Cisco. The little burro there. The burro got a pack with the prospector tools on her back.
Then the prospector should be nearby.
Hey, little burro, come to Pancho. Where the prospector, why don't you?
Santos, there's the answer to your question, Pancho.
Where the answer is? Where?
Beneath the mesquite bush. That hombre.
Mater mia, Cisco, that hombre dead.
He's been shot. I'm afraid we are too late to help him. The least we can do is give him a decent burial.
Nobody's burying me till I get the coyotes that shot me.
He's not dead, Cisco.
By some miracle, he's still alive. Rest easy, senor. We are going to help you.
Thanks, Cisco. Hurt your partner, Claude.
Do not try to talk, senor.
Fred Gates. And I ain't going to die. Leastways, not until I've seen that snake, Harold Alpine. Stretch hemp.
Harold Alpine. He is the pack rat we are after. So, he did this to you.
Yeah. I was going to...
Never mind, Senor Fred. We're going to take care of your wounds and then go after him. He is wanted for the murder of a storekeeper back in Alkali Flats. This is one more score I will settle when I meet him.
Hold still, Cayuse. Hey, Gabby, fire up that forge. Need more heat.
Oh, there. Oh. Howdy, blacksmith. You're Jerry Gardell, ain't you?
That's right. Cool your saddle and speak your mind.
My name's Harold Alpine. Was told to look up the blacksmith here in Cactus Creek if I need my horse shod.
Like I said before, Harold, speak your mind.
Well, I don't fancy talking while that Indian chore boy of yours can hear me.
You referring to Gabby? Well, don't give him no never mind. He couldn't tell nobody if he wanted to. Can't talk.
Mute, huh?
Yeah. Mute is a burro with no tongue.
A burro is the reason I need your help. A burro called Hyacinth.
Hyacinth? She belongs to Fred Gates.
You know him?
He lives here in Cactus Creek with his granddaughter. Been prospecting the superstitions for as long as folks can remember. Never did strike gold.
His prospecting days are over.
What do you mean?
He's dead. I had to shoot him.
Why tell that to me?
Because the hombre chasing me is going to find the body, and I'm tired of running.
Who is the hombre chasing you?
The Cisco Kid. And I hear that you carry a heap of hate for him.
You hear correct. You didn't say why Cisco is on your trail. Another killing?
There's no need to keep it from you, Jerry. I robbed the general store back in Alkali Flats. Had to kill the storekeeper. Will you help me to get Cisco?
Why should I?
For a nice chunk of cash.
The money you got from robbing the storekeeper in Alkali Flats?
Half of it.
How much did you get?
$2,100.
I'll take $1,500, and I'll take care of Cisco for you.
Oh, that only leaves $600
for me. Yep, your arithmetic is correct. Take it or leave it.
I'll take it.
How's that forge, Gabby? Red hot?
It's a big enough blaze to satisfy the devil himself.
Give me them tongs, Gabby. When that iron shoe comes out of that forge, it's white hot. When I dip this burning hot shoe into that tub of water, that tempers it. But there ain't nothing will temper my hate for Cisco till he's dead.
How do you feel, Senor Fred?
I'm all right, Cisco. You fixed me a good soft pack, and Hyacinth, being as careful as she can.
That is smart burro. She knows you wounded, Senor Fred.
I hope the entire town of Cactus Creek is asleep, so that no one will see us bring you home, Senor Fred.
I'm willing to follow your plan, Cisco, even though I don't agree with it.
Trust me, Senor Fred. I know what I'm talking about. That sneaking sidewinder Alpine would not only try to kill you, but your granddaughter Caroline as well.
I still don't see what good it does for me to pretend I'm dead.
If that Alpine coyote thinks you are dead, we will have a better chance to smoke him out.
You saved my life, Cisco. I'll do whatever you say.
See, you Fred find out that Cisco's right. The burro attorney, say you Fred.
Hyacinth knows where she lives, Pancho. Follow her. He'll lead you right into the barn.
Who, diablo, who?
Oh, Hyacinth.
Oh, look who now, who?
Now, sit still, Senor Fred. Poncho and I will carry you into the house.
See, Senor Fred, not you move. You might hurt yourself. Oh, look, Cisco, a light go on in the house.
That's my granddaughter, Carolyn. She must have heard us come into the backyard. Consarn it, you make me feel like an infant.
Can your friend not feel like little Nino to find you? Say your friend way too much.
Grandpa, what happened? What's the matter?
Don't get yourself into a tizzy, Carrie. I stopped a little lead, but Cisco here took it out. I'm going to be all right.
Cisco? The Cisco kid?
Si, Senorita Carrie.
Oh, here. Set Grandpa down on the couch. I'll get some blankets.
Bueno, Senor Fred. We'll put you down here.
I guess I'd better go get the doctor right away.
No, Senorita Carrie.
Hold your horses, Carrie. Cisco fished them bullets out of me. I'll be like a fiddlestring before you know it. Besides, Cisco's got a plan.
I will tell you everything that happened and explain the plan to you, Senorita. But first, I must ask you something.
What is it, Cisco?
Did you happen to see an hombre riding an albino horse come into town?
Yes. Yes, I did.
That's the ringtail varmint that shot me. If I could get my feet...
You lie still, Grandpa. You're not budging. I saw that coyote going over to the blacksmith shop.
He's probably in cahoots with that black-hearted horseshoer, Jerry Goodell. They're two of a kind.
Jerry Goodell? We know that Maverick Cisco.
Say, we have met him before. And tomorrow morning, I intend to look him up.
But Jerry Goodell swears he killed you, Cisco.
He will not do it by talking.
Cisco, I advise you not to have a run-in with Jerry Goodell. Well, he's as strong as a grizzly bear, and he's as treacherous as a lobo wolf. Fight with him is an invitation to death.
Throw some more wood into that forge, Gabby. The shoe ain't hot enough.
Hey, Jerry! Cisco and Pancho are in town. I just saw them. They're heading this way.
That's the kind of news I'd like to hear, Harold. All right, Gabby, keep throwing in that wood. Yep, this fire's good and hot. See that horseshoe? Blazing white hot. It's for Cisco. When he walks in here, he gets it. Right in the face.
And knowing the depth of Jerry Goodell's hate for Cisco, it seems sure that Cisco will soon feel the white heat of death. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Dead Man's Gold. While trailing the killer, Harold Alpine, the Cisco Kid and Pancho find an old prospector, Fred Gates, who has been shot by Harold and left for dead. Our two friends give aid to Fred and bring him to his home in Cactus Creek. There, Fred's granddaughter, Carrie, informs Cisco that Harold is in town and that he has joined forces with the villainous blacksmith, Jerry Goodell. When Jerry learns that Cisco is in Cactus Creek, he instructs his mute Indian assistant to fire the blacksmith's forge to a white heat, as he intends to thrust a blazing hot horseshoe into Cisco's face as soon as Cisco enters the shop. Now, our friends approach the blacksmith shop, not knowing the danger that awaits them.
Here's the blacksmith shop, Cisco.
Remember, Pancho, we want everyone to think that Senor Fred Gates is still dead. Oh, that
Yes, Cisco, Pancho, remember. Oh, look, oh, now, slow down.
Well, unless I'm very much mistaken, that coyote, Harold Alpine, is hiding in the smithy also.
He gotta be there, Cisco. We look everywhere else in the town, we not could find him.
I'm sure he has not left town because his horse is still in the livery stable.
So it's the Cisco Kid, is it? I'm looking for trouble.
Trouble we are looking for, Goodell, goes by the name of Harold Alpine.
Yeah, that coyote wanted for murder. And better you not try to hide him.
You think he's hiding under this horseshoe in the fire?
Madre mia, Cisco, that fire awful hot.
We saw that Alpine maverick come in here, Goodell. Where is he?
I'll give you an answer to your question. This white hot iron smack in the middle of your face.
Look out, Cisco! He poked that burning horseshoe in your face.
And the barrel of my gun will keep your blow from landing. With another blow of this gun barrel.
Where does Cisco? You knocked that red hot iron from the coyote's hand.
I ain't finished with you by a long shot, Cisco.
Huh? I'm not finished with you, you maverick.
I
You blind me with that hot iron, will you?
Let me get my hands on you, Cisco, and I'll choke the life out of you.
Strong hombre, but this punch and this punch.
Go ahead, Cisco. Punch away. I ain't gonna let go. I'll drag you over to the forge.
Pancho, get you to pack light. And Pancho, let you push Cisco into that fire.
Two of my boot in your belly, fat one, will keep you out of my way. Yeah, that takes care of your partner, Cisco.
I am not through, hombre. As long as I can still use my fist.
You're getting weaker, Cisco. Another few seconds and that fire will finish the job for me.
Cisco, the Indian boy, he come at you with a knife.
Get back there, Gary. I told you this was my show.
Santo, Cisco, the Indian boy, help us.
Why, you ornery wretch.
That was all I needed, God damn. You to be off guard. Trying to choke me for kicking Pancho. Because you are the renegade that you are.
Mother mia, Cisco. Pancho glad to see you knock that big ox to the ground.
On your feet, Cordell. I am not finished with you.
I've had enough for now, Cisco, but I ain't through with you.
I will never be through with you, Goodell, until you are behind bars.
Why'd you not take that Goodell coyote to the sheriff now, Cisco? He killed you, that Indian boy, not stop him.
I'll settle with you for that, Gabby. Don't you think I won't?
Goodell, if you so much as touch a hair on that boy's head, you will answer to me. The only reason you are not going to jail right now is because this fight happened on your property.
What about the Indian boy, Cisco? We're not going to leave him here.
You are coming with us, Senor Gabby. You will be safe.
Yes, Senor Gabby. Better you come with Cisco and Pancho.
When you see that coyote Alpine, tell him he will never spend a dead man's gold. He will know what I mean.
Sure, I'll tell him. Because you'll never live to do it yourself. Know what I mean?
How much farther out of the town we walk, Cisco? Well,
the Indian boy is motioning for us to continue. Evidently, he wants to show us something.
Pancho tired of walking. It's better for Pancho to ride loco.
As long as Senor Gabby does not have a horse, we will all walk. Diablo and Loco will follow us.
This is far enough, my friends. No one will observe us out here.
Mother mia, Cisco, that Indian what cannot talk, he talking.
Si. What is this all about, Senor?
I understand your consternation. Please, permit me to explain.
Senor Gabby not only talk, he talk better than Pancho.
If it is true, Pancho, it is only because I was educated at a white man's school.
But why did you pretend not to be able to talk at all?
First of all, my true name is Yellowknife. My father was Sanchin, chief of the Chiricahuas. He was murdered by Jerry Goodell.
Then why'd you work for that killer?
To obtain the proof necessary to hang him. When I learned the white man's way, I learned his understanding of the law, and I respect it.
That is very commendable, Yellowknife. The law has many scores to settle with Jerry Goodell, and believe me, they will be settled.
I hope they would be now. I knew that the man you seek, Harold Alpine, had plotted with Jerry Goodell to kill you. I wanted to trap them.
But my coming to the smithy spoiled that. However, I am sure we can catch both those rats in the same trap.
How we do this, Cisco? How?
Neither of them know Senor Fred Gates is still alive.
I think that Goodell suspects it from what you said about dead man's gold.
See, that is true, Cisco.
I intended that he should. Harmony among killers is not to our benefit.
Cisco think they fight each other?
Si. But the lure of the gold will make them join forces, and then we will spring our trap. The trap is set for tonight.
All right, Jerry. Don't hit me again.
What does Cisco mean by dead man gold, Alpine?
I'll tell you, Jerry. I'll tell you.
When you killed old man Gates, he'd already uncovered a vein of gold.
Yeah, the burrow found it by mistake.
And you were trying to hold out on me. I ought to kill you.
If you do, you'll never find it. I'm the only one that can take you to that gold.
Cisco knows about it, too.
He couldn't. I covered it up.
Then old man Gates ain't dead.
But I shot him myself, twice.
That old codger's got to hide like an alligator.
Oh, then the strike don't do us no good. It ain't ours.
Tomorrow it will be.
Well, how do you figure?
Tonight we're going to Fred Gates' house.
But Cisco, Pancho, and the Indian will be there.
That's what I'm hoping. Tomorrow they'll be dead.
Cisco, looks like them two varmints ain't going to show up after all.
The night is not over yet, Senor Fred.
Listen, That's Hyacinth, Grandpa. Something's the matter.
You bet there is. She don't act up that way unless something's awful wrong. You better take a look.
That is exactly what Alpine and Gordell would like us to do. Right, Yellowknife?
You are right, of course, Cisco. The moment we leave the house, our friends will be murdered.
Fiddle-faddle. Something's wrong out there with my Hyacinth, and I'm going to see.
No, no, Grandpa, you can't. Don't get up now. I'll go out there.
Neither of you will.
Cisco, that coyote had Alpine out there by the barn. He got the torch in his hand.
Yellowknife, you and Pancho go out there after him. I will stay here and protect Senor Fred and Senorita Carey.
Come on, Pancho. We can get that renegade before it's too late.
Bueno. Pancho and Yellowknife are circling the barn from opposite directions.
Well, you see, Grandpa, Hyacinth's all right now. She's quit hollering.
I'm going out there and see her myself. Nothing's going to stop
Grandpa,
me.
Grandpa, you're going into the back bedroom and you're going to bed.
No.
I don't want another word out of you. Come on, get going. I'll help you.
This goes to show you. Spend your life raising a granddaughter and she washes you all over the place.
For your own good, Senor Fred. Senorita Carey knows best.
That's right. Agree with her.
Grandpa, look out!
Take another move, Cisco, and I'll kill the girl.
He was hidden in the bedroom, Cisco. And he gun with Grandpa, and he grabbed me.
Very well, Goodell. Since you have a gun on me, what do you intend to do?
You know the answer to that. Keep your hands away from your holsters. I don't need you no more, Carey.
Drop to the floor, Cisco.
You shot the gun out of my hand. Didn't think you could draw that fast, Cisco. Now we'll finish this once and for all.
Once and for all is right. And this time, you will not get your hands around my neck. And now this is finished. Once and for all.
There. Now the table's all set and we can eat just as soon as Cisco, Pancho, and Yellowknife come home from the trial.
Here they come now, Carey. Trial must be over.
Yeah. Guess you're right, Grandpa.
They're the best trial Pancho ever put to.
Those killers got what they deserved.
That is enough about the trial. Look at the beautiful table Senorita Carey has set for us.
What do you mean, enough? I want to know what happened to them two varmints.
They get life in the prison.
Good.
The blacksmith finally admitted he killed my father. The verdict proves the law is just, Cisco.
Si, senor. The law is always just. But let us forget it.
Well, there's a big jug of sweet cider out in the kitchen. You and Grandpa go and get it, Pancho.
That's what Pancho like to hear. And say your friends, the other knife, come help Pancho forget the trial.
And that good sweet cider will help us do a heap of forgetting.
Cisco.
Si, senorita.
You were anxious to have them forget the trial.
It is over with and better forgotten.
Do you always forget things as soon as they're over with, Cisco?
Most always, Senorita Carey.
How about this? Oh, Cisco.
Oh, Senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho. Why are you laughing, Chico?
Pancho not can tell you, Cisco.
But why not?
Because Cisco tells Pancho not to talk about the trial.
Well, what was funny about it?
Oh, that trial not funny, Cisco, but you're the one after
it. I did not stay for that trial. What happened, Pancho?
That the trial of Pancho Domingo Gonzalez.
Oh? Did the judge send him to jail?
The judge told Gonzalez he go to the jail for a long, long time.
And what did Gonzalez say to that?
Gonzalez asked the judge, can he have an outside room?
An outside room?
See, and then the judge say, what you mean an outside room?
And what did Gonzalez say?
Gonzalez say, a room outside the jail.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.